Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations and our communities, allowing us all, well, to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. We welcome this morning to find out about a very interesting endeavor and a very interesting project. Susan Dunkel is producer of the Enchanted City and Troy Minimaker Fair to be held on Saturday, August 27th. And Susan joins us this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Hello, Joe.
Very nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Jamie Wood is co-producer and organizer of the Troy Minimaker Fair. And we thank you for being here.
Good morning, Jamie.
And Corey Aldrich is producer of Then and Beyond, steampunk fashion show, a kickoff event at the Troy Public Library to be held the night before, which is Friday evening, August 26th, and this is all from the Enchanted City, Troy, and we welcome you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Very nice to have you here. So, Susan Dunkel, what is the Enchanted City?
The Enchanted City is a festival that takes place in downtown Troy on August 27th, and it's basically the idea of this renaissance that's happening in downtown Troy. We're making it into a mythological city. That steampunk. Steampunk is a subgenre of science fiction that melds modern technology with Victorian sensibilities, with 19th century industrial steampunk-powered machinery.
Wow.
I know.
I know, right?
Well, Troy is known as Troy was the birthplace of the American Industrial Revolution.
Yes.
So it has this huge industrial background, and it has a tech future with RPI and Tech Valley Center of Gravity. So we decided to meld those two together into a steampunk festival.
So what do you ultimately hope to accomplish over the day?
What we want to do is kind of raise the bar on what a traditional event can do. We want to inspire people. We want to challenge them into being makers and visionaries. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, I used to go to festivals, and there was a lot of bounce houses and cotton candy.
Sure.
And I think instead we could use a festival to introduce children into something that might stimulate their imagination and get them involved in something interesting that would feed into their futures.
Jamie Wood, as I mentioned, is co-producer and organizer of the Troy Minimaker Fair to be held on that day, August 27th. So give us a sense of what you've been up to in bringing this together.
Sure. So the Minimaker Fair component of the Enchanted City is really kind of like a large science fair with a hands-on aspect. We've invited makers and inventors from all over the Capital District to join us and showcase their inventions, bring activities that are hands-on and kids-friendly, to really add a new element to the Enchanted City Festival and a Maker Faire row to what we've got going on August 27th.
So what do we make? What's being made?
Everything. So lots of circuits and gears. People, the MySci Museum and the Dudley Observatory are bringing a large telescope. So there's going to be a sun viewing station.
You can do that without frying your eyes out?
Well, they're going to bring the appropriate protective gear.
All right. Thank goodness they know what they're doing.
They do know what they're doing.
Leave it to the scientists.
So we've got things like that going on. We've also got some makers who are bringing kid-friendly circuits and machines that kids can get involved in building, exploring how they work, and then racing them or making them go. We've also got some giant robots, I believe, that will be in attendance.
Toothpick World.
So we've really got a little bit of everything. Toothpick World is a gentleman from Rochester who builds large toothpick replicas of famous buildings.
Neat.
He'll also be demoing how to build things out of toothpicks.
So he'll be bringing some of the buildings that he has already built.
Correct.
As well as building things on site.
He is planning to bring a progress in process to showcase how he puts together these buildings out of toothpicks. Okay. But he's also going to demo how to build out of toothpicks, again, for that kid-friendly aspect, so that kids who are comfortable in the toothpick realm can do that, and kids that want to play with circuits and gears and build full-on machines.
The power tool drag racing.
Power tools can get involved in that as well.
Because there is nothing more scientific than the toothpick, right?
The toothpick is a fantastic artistic element and very scientific as well, yes.
Yeah, it's a useful invention.
Yeah, so it's been around a long time. So I'm sorry, and this may have gotten lost in it, but I certainly don't want it to. Power tool races?
Yeah, so ACOG is also, the Tech Valley Center of Gravity is also sponsoring power tool drag racing. Power tool drag racing, you've got a 12-inch wide track and 60 feet of track. And we're having people build their own power tool drag racing machines. There'll be some safety inspection, some cheerleading. and then those power tools will take off down Second Street on their design power
tools.
Like
belt tool. Sanders or
you know, coasters. Really anything.
Circular saws, whatever.
All of these things would be appropriate.
Okay.
I've seen some nice action out of a belt sander.
Yeah.
That's really, I get a little nervous around a circular saw, but I think you could add some wheels and maybe stabilize that heavy blade and really get some nice action on some plywood.
All right. All sounds good. And then I, like most races, it's who reaches the finish line first.
It's not only who reaches the finish line first, but also what kind of moxie your machine has. I mean, we really want to appeal to builders of all sorts. So aesthetic or hooptiness is also factored in.
All right. Well, all of that is happening on the 27th. Now, as I mentioned the night before, there is an event of Then and Beyond. So what is a steampunk fashion show, Corey?
Well, I'm really excited about this personally. A lot of folks know me for producing a show called Electric City Couture in the region. That's been going on about 8 years, and it was a collaboration with Proctor's Theater and now Universal Preservation Hall in Saratoga. And so Sue and I have been talking a couple of years about how we can take this kind of big fashion energy, because steampunk is all about aesthetic. And the aesthetic of steampunk is so beautiful, because you have these amazing fabric garments, but then you have these very fanciful machines and things. So we're going to be putting on a full-fledged steampunk fashion show in the beautiful Troy Library, which is an amazing architectural heritage in downtown Troy.
Beautiful building.
Yeah, Tiffany glass, just beautiful cast iron stacks, glass floors. It's one of the region's unknown treasures, and we hope to bring some awareness to it through this beautiful fashion show that's going to burst open the weekend of steampunk activity.
Mm-hmm. So just make a note, but don't bring your belt sander to the glass floors.
That is correct. Yeah, okay. We really prefer that not to happen.
Fashion on Friday.
Fashion
belt,
on Friday.
Belt
right.
sander on Saturday.
Gotcha.
Bring your heels. Bring your welding glasses. But do not bring your sander.
So what do you see? I'm still, I guess, a little lost into exactly what we'll see and what will happen.
Well, it's going to be a traditional runway show, but we're putting it in context of the space itself. So it'll involve going down the stairways, some very elegant views of the clothing. I have three designers. One is out of Atlanta, Georgia, called As They Sew in France, and they specialize. They used to work in opera houses and costume houses, and now they sell directly to public for the steampunk group, and that's Victorian and Edwardian wear. So if you take that, and then you begin to throw some of these mechanical elements on it, like a pair of welding glasses or some old military pins or badges, all of a sudden it starts to curve into this aesthetic. And for the gents, it's very Mad Max. So if you can imagine that kind of look, maybe leather pants, but with a dapper vest and a ruffled shirt, it's somewhat of a gender-fluid kind of dressing style. So it's very, I think, expressive of sentiments that we see going on in society today.
So are they, now what will happen with all of this when you're done? It goes back, do you know what I mean?
Well, what we like to do is, because we work directly with makers, and this happens to be fashion makers. So the beautiful thing is we're going to have this amazing show, and people are going to get to experience these clothes, and it's always a very fun time. Then the next day we're working with COG, and we're doing a series of workshops regarding fashion, including some demonstrations on some very old non-electronic machines, and then we have some panel discussions. I have Becky Stern coming up from New York City, who's very well known in the tech makers world, doing a panel discussion with us, again, involving wearable fashion through tech. So there's a lot evolving. The Met Gala this year was very focused on on that, and we're trying to bring a little of that flavor, too.
It is a Then and Beyond Steampunk Fashion Show, a kickoff event at the Troy Public Library to be held Friday evening at the 26th of August. And then on the 27th is the Enchanted City and the Troy Minimaker Fair. And is this the first time around doing this?
Actually, this is our third year.
Oh, good.
Yeah. The past 2 years, we were specifically about the Enchanted City, a steampunk festival. But as we grew, the first year we had 1,000 people. The second year we had 4,000 people. We began to see that the majority of people who were coming were really, really impressed with our makers, with the steampunk aspect, where we had, you know, steampunk machines set up and working and whistles blowing. And I also saw people coming wearing thousands of dollars worth of costumes. Just amazing, amazing costumes. Not something that you would find at Target. And I looked at that and I thought, we really need to give these people what they want, which is more of that. So that's when I decided to go out and get the permit for the Maker Fair, Mini Maker Fair. And we grabbed that, and I asked Tech Valley Center of Gravity to be our partners. And it's just organically growing into something that's absolutely amazing in my mind.
Well, it's all happening on the 27th and 26th and 27th. You can find out more information about the event by going to theenchantedcitytroy.com, theenchantedcitytroy.com. Links will be posted along with this interview as well at wamc.org. Susan Dunkel, Jamie Wood, and Corey Aldrich, I thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you
Best of luck. Have a beautiful event. Have
I
a
really
lot of fun.
Thank you so
great.
Much. This was wonderful.
Very
fun.
We hope to see you all there, and we hope to see you there.
Yeah.
Clad in some interesting steampunkian attire.
Sure. Do you have a supplier?
Yes, we actually have a retail store we're building at the Center of Gravity.
Yeah,
so
it's very hard to get them in, you know, my size.
Well,
and then,
you know,
and then
we'll
my
make
length
it happen.
And the size 16 shoes and all that. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. Again, it is the Enchanted City and Troy Mini Maker Fair, 26th and 27th, and you can find out more information at theenchantedcitytroy.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.